Last year, a federal judge in Rapid City ruled that the rights of Indian parents have been systematically violated in Pennington County. At issue are hearings held within 48 hours of the removal of children from their homes on allegations of abuse or neglect. At those hearings, judges determine whether the child returns home or stays in state custody pending further hearings. Judge Jeffrey Viken found that officials violated parents' due process rights and the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA. He ordered officials to change their practices to fix the problems. Officials with the State Department of Social Services, the Seventh Circuit Court, and the Pennington County State's Attorney have filed an appeal with the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. And now the ACLU has filed briefs in response. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has this update on a story that started in March 2013.
ACLU attorney Stephen Pivar outlines the rights violated by state and county officials at emergency hearings.
They did not give the parents a copy of the petition accusing them of abuse. They did not allow parents to give testimony. They did not allow parents to challenge the caseworker. They did not allow parents to even see the affidavit that the caseworker filled out. And then the judge made a decision based on secret evidence that the parents couldn't see.
He says these are rights afforded by the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. In addition, Pivar says officials violate ICWA by misinterpreting a section that specifies when the state can retain custody of the child. State law allows officials to consider the best interests of the child when determining placement, but Pivar says ICWA has a different standard.
If you keep the child in the Indian home, will the child likely suffer physical damage or harm? That's totally different than best interests of the child.
Pivar says Indian parents were not advised at emergency hearings that the ICWA standard exists. Attorneys for officials have declined to comment on ongoing litigation. In briefs filed with the Eighth Circuit, officials hold that ICWA defers to state law, which allows state courts to set procedures for hearings that are not adjudicatory. And officials say that due process doesn't apply at hearings where no parental rights are terminated and the court is not making a determination whether parents are abusing or neglecting the child. Officials also challenge the federal court's jurisdiction over these matters. Appellants have asked the Eighth Circuit for the opportunity to present oral arguments. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.